Fluff leveled and they cleared the village thoroughly twice, checking each house just to be sure. In between fights, they chatted about little things, with Bob occasionally tossing in a snarky comment. When they got back to the ruined inn the third time, Albert called a break. "Okay, let's pause for a few," Albert said, leading them into the inn. "I have some food in my bag, so a break sounds good to me."
Fluffball chewed her lip. "Do you mind if I duck off for half an hour instead?"
"That's fine. Feel free," he replied, as he pulled out some jerky and a canteen of tea. "See you in half."
Fluffball vanished, leaving Albert and his demons alone in the inn. As Albert ate his jerky, Bob piped up.
"I have been wondering, Master, why are you so different from the other two souled?"
Tiny perked up, apparently interested in the answer as well, so Albert paused eating to answer. "Because I'm a special case at the moment. I will have your word that this information will not be repeated to anyone in this world or the demon realm in any way."
Bob and Tiny exchanged a glance before they agreed. Once they did, he continued.
"The two-souled are here for less than a day at a time, currently. But soon there will be others like me who will be here for a month or two at a time, before we have to travel back to the other world. Eventually, we might find a way to stay in Alpha World for even longer stretches, but currently that is our limit. That's why Karen and Fluff leave for hours or days at a time."
"Ah, so the magic of your other world is limited currently,"
Bob nodded sagely, as if understanding. Lips quirked into a smile. Albert agreed.
"Yes, basically. However, the research behind improving the spell, as it were, is all done, except for the final approval by the overlords of that world. I'm a simple test case."
"Will you be leaving us, then?"
Tiny asked in puzzlement. "I will be here for about another 3 weeks before I am tasked to return and report."
"Will you be gone long?"
Tiny asked, a worried note in his voice which made Bob chuckle. "A day, two at the most, barring setbacks," Albert reassured the large demon as he finished off his snack and tea.
"So, where is Karen?"
Bob asked with a smirk. "Taking a few days away to deal with business she has in the other world. She said she would be back in 2 or 3 days. Until then, we'll hunt with Fluff. Or even, dare I say it, alone."
"So did she let you spar with her?"
Bob asked, his eyes gleaming.
Shaking his head, Albert sighed.
"Bob, Bob, Bob. A gentleman never tells."
"Which is why I was asking you,"
Bob cackled. "Touché. However, still not telling you, and that is final. Feel free to ask her, though, when she gets back."
"So Karen will be back to fight with us in a few days?"
Tiny cut in, a few seconds behind in the conversation, which made Bob laugh at him again.
"Should be, yes,"
Albert replied, then got up and started poking around the inn to see if anything was just lying about to be found, while he waited for Fluff to return.
"Sorry I'm late,"
Fluff said as she appeared, a little later than she had intended.
"It's fine," Albert reassured her, getting to his feet. "You good for some more goblin slaying?"
Fluff bounced on her feet a little like an eager schoolgirl.
"Yes, sir."
Chuckling at the image of Fluff in plaid skirt and white blouse, he shook his head.
"Okay, then, let's do this. Tiny, come on over so we can buff you up. Then we're going to do another round of the village."
They started around the village again, using the same tactics they had for the first 6 hours. On the second house, there was a brief hiccup in the attack. They had gotten inside the house with Tiny holding the melee goblins, while Albert went to grab the archer, who came down from the second floor. As Albert hit the goblin for the second time, the maul shattered into blue motes of light, leaving him weaponless.
"Tiny! Help!"
Albert called, as he rolled away from the gleeful goblin, who chased him, wielding a dagger. Tiny turned and roared with rage, charging across the room to slam his shield into the dagger-wielding goblin's face. Doing so left him open to attacks from the other two goblins he had been facing. Elbereth came running over, applying demonic vitality to Tiny, as Fluff and Bob killed one of the two sword-wielding goblins that had been attacking Tiny. Elbereth decided to start casting Fire Blast, instead of digging the axe out of his bag at the moment. A minute later, the goblins were dead, allowing the group to pause. Bob was laughing.
"So funny! You were running away from a little goblin with a dagger!"
Rolling his eyes, Elbereth dug the two-handed axe out of his bag.
"I forgot to keep an eye on the mole's durability. It could have happened to anyone."
Tiny rumbled.
"It is okay. I will protect you."
Fluffball just shook her head. It was funny. Not quite Muppet-like, but still amusing. It also still amazes me how alive your minions are.
"I think Bob could do with a little less life at times," Alberet mock-groused, as the imp was still wiping tears of laughter from his eyes. Bob tilted his head back and let out a panicked little scream and began running around the room. As the others all came to their feet, looking for some reason for the panic, Bob stopped and looked back at them.
"So, what did you think of my Elbereth impersonation?"
Fluffball snorted as she stifled her laughter, looking away from the others. Tiny blinked, looking puzzled at finding nothing to attack. Elbereth glowered at the imp, his eyes alight with images of how to slowly roast the little bastard. Bob stopped laughing on seeing Albert's eyes, stepping back from the glowering summoner.
"It was just a joke, Master. That was all. Just a harmless little joke,"
Bob placated as he took a few more steps away from Albert. Closing his eyes, Albert held back his own laughter behind the blank-faced facade he had put up. He actually thought Bob running around just like a Muppet had been hilarious. Bob had the form down perfectly. Head tilted back, mouth open, weird little bouncy runs with arms flailing around overhead. He had glowered just to keep up pretenses, since he was supposed to be in charge. Opening his eyes, he looked at Bob before sighing.
"Yeah, it was pretty good, but no more doing that around others."
Bob sagged in relief.
"Yes, Master."
Fluffball snorted again.
"I thought he did the perfect Muppet run myself. Henson would have been proud."
Elbereth turned to wink at her, then turned back to the demons.
"All right, enough shenanigans. Let's get moving."
They went back to their grind, making one circuit of the village in about 3 hours. During that time, Elbereth reached level 14.
"Okay, let's call it a day. The sun will be setting soon. Fluff, you going to take off, or would you like to grab dinner in Stormguard?"
Fluff blinked, looking at him oddly for a moment. "You mean just the two of us?"
"Like a date,"
Bob piped up with a leer as he wiggled his eyebrows.
"You're dismissed, Bob. You as well, Tiny,"
Elbereth said quickly, causing the demons to vanish in puffs of smoke, leaving Bob's mocking laughter behind.
"We've been fighting all day, so I thought some food sounded good was all. Honestly, Fluff, while you're cute and adorable and I think any guy in his right mind should try to get you, I am not doing that. I can't have a relationship, and I want to make sure it is known now so no hard feelings come of it later. I will treasure you as a friend, though, and will be there if you need me."
Elbereth paused as he tried to get his thoughts untangled.
"So, trying this again. Would you like to grab some food with me, with no motives beyond what is stated?"
Fluffball blinked at him like he had two heads as she stood there quietly for a few moments.
Yes?
She seemed uncertain even as she said it, her hands trembling slightly as she swallowed nervously. Elbereth smiled gently and took out his homestone. "Meet you at the Portal Guild, okay?" Fluff fumbled her own stone out as she agreed, vanishing quickly, leaving Elbereth standing in the ruined inn alone. He paused, wondering just how sheltered and nervous she had to be for such a simple thing like dinner to fluster her this badly. He wondered if he could really help her with her issues, as he invoked his own stone and appeared in the graveyard outside the Dead Man Inn. He glanced at it for a moment, wondering if he should tell Stacia to grab some dinner, as he would still be out for at least a little bit. He tossed the idea away, figuring he could always nibble something when he made it back to the inn when dinner was over. With his thoughts in order, he set off at a fast walk for the Portal Guild to meet up with Fluffball. When he reached the Portal Guild, he found a large number of players all gathered around outside the building in small groups. As he got closer, he heard most of them talking about how long it took to get a portal to the next area. He overheard one player complaining loudly about how stupid it was to have to wait. Alberic couldn't really fault them much. People played games to have fun, after all, not to wait around to get to the next area. At the same time, he liked most of the ways the devs had tried to make the world feel more real instead of totally game-like. He wondered if they might just make the portals permanent with only a fee required to use them, instead of the current system, though, to help keep the players happy. As he stood there pondering, he spotted Fluff out on the street, eyeing the large crowd with uncertainty. She smiled at him shyly and waved as he trotted over to her. "You are in the beta? Any idea of a good place for a meal?" Albert asked as he reached her.
"There is a place I've been a few times, but it has a special feel to it."
He crooked an arm out. "If you recommend it, then I'm sure it's fine. Shall we?" She took his arm after a brief second of hesitation.
"Let's. The place is down four streets, then turn left. After another street, it's on the right-hand side."
Alberic led her down the streets, following her directions, until they came to the place she had directed them to. He looked at the sign above the door, which declared it Heaven Made. He wondered what the name could possibly mean, even as he opened the door for Fluff before following her in. As the door closed behind him, his eyes adjusted to the light inside, allowing him to see exactly where he was. The decor was that of a small cafe, with tables and booths with cute decorations everywhere. His eyes traveled the room, picking out the numerous stuffed animals that lined the walls on shelves. Two butlers and three maids stood before them, smiling in welcome.
"Welcome home, master and mistress," the five people said in unison.
Alberic felt his lips quirk slightly as he held back laughter. Who in the hell would have thought to put a maid cafe into this game, he thought. Fluff took his arm again, looking a little uncertain, then purred happily when Alberic didn't object. Alberic glanced from her to the staff, noting the butlers were an elf and a human, while the maids were an elf, Lunari, and human, respectively.
"So, what do you think?"
Fluff murmured. Letting his smile broaden, Alberic replied to her by addressing the staff.
"It is good to be home. If one of you ladies wouldn't mind seeing to us tonight."
Fluff purred louder as the Lunari maid led them to a booth in the back. Alberic had always had a soft spot for anime, so this whole cafe was a wonderful surprise to him. He did note the puzzlement from the server as he and Fluff took opposite sides of the table. The maid quickly replaced her expression with one of happiness as she handed them two menus, asking them to call for her when they were ready.
"So you're okay with this?"
Fluff asked again, still obviously nervous.
"I used to watch a lot of anime to unwind, Fluff. This is fine, though I'm really thrown that it exists here. How did you find this place?"
Fluff looked at her menu intently, licking her lips as she chewed her bottom lip.
"A friend of mine told me about it. So when I got to the city during beta, I came straight here to see it."
"You have a soft spot for maid cafes, then?"
"Well, I do digital art. I told you that before. I've done the animation for a few anime before under a pen name."
"Wow, you did anime work? Have I seen any of your stuff?"
Albert asked eagerly, putting his menu down to look at her. Fluff brought her menu up to block his gaze, her cheeks bright red.
"I don't know. It's not something I talk about normally."
Pulling back his enthusiasm a little, he recalled her anxiety and felt a little bad for putting her on the spot.
"Sorry about that, Fluff. It's just been rare for me to find someone who likes anime. I won't ask again, but if you want to talk about it, I don't mind at all."
He paused, then changed the topic.
So, you've been here before. What do you suggest?
They don't really serve meals so much as snacks. The crepes have been really good, though.
Albert got a momentary flash of different animes where the two main characters eat crepes together. He couldn't help the stupid little smile that crept over his mouth.
Crepes, you say? Does that mean I can sample yours if we both get them?
Fluff let out a mew behind the menu as it shook slightly in her hands.
Yes?
Albert immediately felt bad. He had told her not even an hour ago he wasn't interested in any kind of relationship, and now here he was asking for an anime trope that was all about cute couples. He blinked as he realized what he was doing, chewing on his lip. If he tried to back out of it now, he would really be an ass. He sighed internally as he glanced at the menu to figure out his order. Fluff set her menu down, her cheeks still red as she looked around the room. Albert set his down a moment later and caught the eyes of the maid.
Are you ready, sir?
Yes, we are, but ladies first, Albert said, nodding towards Fluff.
I'll take the strawberry crepe and the strawberry milk, please,
Fluff said.
Chocolate crepe and coffee for me, please. Just a splash of cream in the coffee, Albert said.
The maid collected the menus, thanking them and hurrying away.
I haven't been out to food with a friend in years, Albert mused. It's nice, even here in Alpha World, and at a maid cafe to boot.
Oh, because of the...
Fluff cut off as she caught herself about to mention his disability.
Yeah, because of that, Albert said calmly. It's not a great topic, so I thank you for breaking off the sentence.
Sorry,
Fluff said, looking away.
What about before that?
I used to go out once a week with a friend and his daughter. That was about it, really. I was never good at the whole dating thing. It's hard when the first thing you have to ask a woman you're interested in is if they're a felon or currently undergoing criminal charges.
Fluffball's eyes went wide.
You had to ask that?
Policy for the sheriff's office. So yeah. Considering the smallish town I lived in had a massive drug issue, it was really hard to find someone, so I all but gave up on it. I was happy enough to hang with my friend and his daughter. Those were good days, he said, the memories causing a sad smile to form on his lips.
You don't see them anymore?
Fluff asked softly, her hand inching across the table toward his.
Not since the incident,
Albert replied, his face becoming a blank mask as he looked away. Just then the maid came over with the crepes and drinks. The crepes were in stands to hold them upright with the wrapper around them. The maid quickly placed the food before each of them, then added a splash of cream to his coffee at the table.
Enjoy the food,
she said, bouncing away.
At least they got the happy atmosphere of the cafe right, Albert said, a smile tugging the corners of his lips up.
Fluff nodded, sipping her milk before taking the crepe out of its holder.
About trying my crepe,
she paused, holding it towards him slightly.
You can if you want.
Albert felt a part of him melt at the stereotypical shy anime girl offering a bite of her food. With a nod, he leaned over the table and took a small bite from her crepe, the creamy richness combined with strawberry filling his mouth with flavor. He made appreciative noises as he finished the bite.
Delicious. Did you want a bite of mine?
He held out his crepe to her in return. Her cheeks flaming, she hesitantly leaned to take a bite. As she pulled back, a small blob of cream went with her, stuck to her cheek. She purred loudly as she chewed.
So good,
she said after swallowing. Albert reached out and wiped the cream from her cheek, which made her stiffen in surprise.
Sorry, you took a touch more than you thought.
He stopped, wondering if he should offer it to her or eat it himself. In the 2 seconds he paused, she leaned forward and lapped the dab of cream off his finger. Her tongue was rough, just like a cat, rasping over the end of his finger. Blinking in shock, he stared at his hand where the cream had just been. His brain stuttered as it processed the unexpected sensation. He was amazed that she'd been ballsy enough to do it. His brain immediately started offering up all sorts of images that would not be fit for polite company, and he felt his own cheeks burning as he sat there blinking stupidly. He finally pulled his gaze up to look at Fluff. She was turned partially away, crepe in one hand, drink in the other, her entire face red.
"Well, I wasn't expecting that,"
he finally managed to say. "Not that I mind, but please warn me next time."
"Sorry."
The word was barely audible as Fluff slowly turned back to him.
"I don't know what came over me."
Albra took a bite of his crepe, enjoying the way the chocolate mingled with the cream before he said anything else.
"Fluff, I really don't mind. However, if you do more stuff like that, I will have to start telling you what I think of when you do."
He said it with a note of humor in his voice so she could clearly understand he was teasing her gently. Eyes going wide, she looked at him before quickly taking another bit of her crepe. It left a streak of cream on her nose. She looked down cross-eyed at it before she looked up at him with worry. Alberic chuckled and shook his head.
"I'll leave that one to you."
He quickly shut up when her tongue snaked out and cleaned it off. He blinked as he realized just how long and flexible that tongue might be. Coughing, he looked away and took another bite of his own crepe as he tried to shut off his imagination. Tilting her head to the side, Fluff watched him. His obvious discomfort seemed to cheer her up some. They ate the rest of the meal mostly in silence, just enjoying the food and drink with no more dashes of cream on cheeks or noses. He did note that the place did steady, if slow, business. Each of the servers each had at least one table by the time they finished. The maid came back as they finished their food.
"Can I get you anything else, master?"
"Just the check, please,"
Albert replied as he finished off his coffee. She placed the check on the table as she took the empty dishware away.
"Please come again."
Albert watched her walk away, noticing this time that her tail came out from under the skirt. His brain again unhelpfully supplied an image of what would happen if she got startled and her tail stood up in fear. Pinching the bridge of his nose, he shook his head. After looking at the bill, he dropped 2 silver onto the table.
"You really don't mind the way the Lunari look?"
Fluff asked. She had been watching him as he watched the maid walk away, trying to read his expression. Blinking, he looked up at her.
"No, why would I? As I said earlier, I watched anime a lot. A good chunk of them have animal girls, from the normal cat and bunny girls to the more exotic ones. I can honestly say a few adult thoughts have crossed my mind in regard to what that would be like."
Fluff blushed again.
Okay,
she said, embarrassed again.
"We should go, it's getting late."
He stood up and held out his arm. Fluff got to her feet, linking her arm through his.
"I guess."
The maid thanked them again at the door as they left.
"Please come home again soon, master."
Elbert chuckled as they left.
"Being called master all the time might start giving me ideas."
He felt Fluff squeeze his arm slightly, and a small purr came from her, but no words. He walked randomly down the street, unsure of where he should even be taking her. After a few minutes, she spoke softly.
"Turn right here."
He followed her directions until they came to an inn, the Dancing Fairy.
"This is where I'm staying when I log out in the city,"
she said. Still holding his arm, she looked at him with soft eyes.
"Thank you for today, Albert."
Albert turned to face her, his hand going up to gently rub an ear.
"It was my pleasure, Fluff. If you want to kill more things tomorrow, I'm okay with that."
Purring as she pushed her head into his hand, she replied,
"Yes, please. I don't have any other business lined up at the moment, so I'm free."
Nodding, he took his hand away from her head. He caught her hand, which he gently lifted and kissed the back of.
"I'll see you tomorrow, Fluff. Sleep well."
"Night,"
she said, her voice a little dreamy. She stood there, her hand still raised where he released it as he walked away. He looked back to see her raise the hand he'd kissed to her cheek, rubbing it slightly with her face. He ducked down the next street, then stopped and leaned against a building. He wondered what he thought he was doing. He'd told her he wasn't doing relationships, but then took her on a stereotypical anime date. He even treated her like he was trying to court her. No wonder she reacted like she did. Feeling like an asshole, he started walking towards the Dead Man Inn, wondering if he could be more of an idiot. When he got to the Dead Man Inn, he found the place packed like normal for this time of night. He eventually reached the bar, ordering dinner and 2 mugs of the dark ale. Holding the loaded tray with both hands, he carted it up the stairs to his room. Hands full, he kicked the door in a gentle knock to get Stacia to open it. The door opened just a crack, and Stacia peeked around the door through the narrow opening.
"Oh, it's your master. Welcome home."
She opened the door for him, allowing him into the room to put the tray down on the table. She shut the door gently behind him, and as he set the tray down, called out to him,
"Master, do you like my new outfit?"
Turning, he stopped dead as his eyes took in Stacia standing by the door. The maid outfit she had worn was gone, and in its place was a similar but vastly different outfit. The new maid outfit was much more in line with the typical sexy French maid seen in porn, with a twist. The twist was that the front was laced together. The lacing was cinched as tight as possible, but that still left most of her breasts on display behind the ties. The skirt was a wide flared number that just barely covered her in the front and left the bottom of her ass on display, which became obvious as she spun in place to show off the outfit. Stockings and modest heels completed the ensemble. Mouth dry, Alberic finally lifted his eyes to her face again. Swallowing to try and get a little moisture back in his mouth, he answered her. "Wow." He paused. His brain hadn't kicked back on yet due to lack of blood. "I really hope you don't plan on wearing that downstairs. It would cause a riot." A smile curled the corner of her mouth.
"Ma helped me pick it out for you. She said you would really appreciate it. I see she was right."
She took a few steps towards him, her body swaying provocatively as she watched him.
"If you tug on the top a little, you can get to me nipples easily enough. And it don't take much to lift the skirt out of the way either. So, would you like a bath, or dinner, or me?"
She paused just in front of him, her eyes wide with desire as she met his heated gaze. Alberic grabbed her, forcefully pulling her to him. His mouth met hers with fervor, demanding her to match him in passion, which she gladly did. A few hours later, the pair were laying in bed covered in a thin sheen of perspiration, but quite sated. "I didn't expect that when I got back here," Alberic said, gently caressing her flank as her bruises healed.
"I did, master, and I thank you for it,"
Stacia murmured into his chest.
"I've been thinking about it all day since you left. I dragged me ma out to pick out something suitable before we came back here. I've been waiting ever since to show you. You came back later than expected, though. Was your day okay?"
Thinking over the day, he winced slightly. "Mostly, yeah, though I made a few mistakes tonight. I knew better but didn't stop myself." Gently kissing his chest, Stacia snuggled into him.
"Tell me."
A little uncertain that this was a good idea, he told her about Fluff and the not-quite date. Stacia stilled as she listened to him without saying anything. Once he finished, she sighed into his chest.
"So you dunno want any kind of relationship, then?"
Gently tracing her back, he took a deep breath before he replied. "Not with Fluff, or even Karen. As much as they both tug at me in very different ways, I could never be more than a fling here, and the other world is impossible in any way, shape, or form. Karen, I think, understands and is fine with just a fling here now and again. Fluff, though, she is such a timid little thing, and now I'm afraid I'm going to hurt her." Stacia shifted so she leaned over him, her eyes shimmering.
"Whatever you decide, master, I will help you. I just wish I could do more. I'm only useful for taking care of your room.
Alberet pulled her down, kissing her gently. I would take you with me, but I think your dad would go mental. I tell you what, get your father to agree, and you can come with me and Fluff tomorrow to hunt the orcs.
Stacia shivered, sliding down a bit to straddle him. You promise?
Alberet nodded. Yes, I do. But only if he agrees.
Stacia attacked him with a flurry of kisses, then jumped out of bed and began to dress. I'll be back in a moment, Master. Please wait.
Alberet sprang out of bed and caught her in a hug. No. First we are going to eat the cold food I brought up. After we've eaten, you can go speak with him.
But...
She began, but cut off as she caught his gaze. Meekly lowering her head, she nodded.
As my master wishes.
Good. He pulled her to the table and sat her in his lap. Now then, we shall feed you first. Once they'd finished eating, Stacia left as Alberet crawled into bed. A few seconds after his head hit the pillow, he was out cold. Alberet, Human Summoner, level 14. Strength, 19. Agility, 19. Constitution, 25. Intelligence, 45. Wisdom, 44. Charisma, 30. Health, 950. Mana, 1140. Spells. Demon Skin rank 2. Demonic Retribution rank 2. Summon Least Imp. Fire Blast rank 2. Sap Strength. Demonic Haze. Summon Lesser Destroyer. Demonic Vitality. Fire Burst. Abilities. Personal Spells. Flame Weapon. Duel. Alberet woke feeling rested and ready for the day. Checking the clock built into the UI, he was surprised that only 6 hours had passed. Getting up, he thought the system must be tweaked somehow for the minimal sleep he'd been getting to make him feel so refreshed. Pausing, he looked around, noting the complete absence of Stacia from the room. He recalled what he had said, then her leaving to ask her father as he crawled into bed. Using the pitcher of water in the basin, he gave himself a quick wipe down before dressing and heading out to see if everything was okay. As he exited the room, he was met by Stuart, who was lounging against the wall across from his door.
Morning, Alberet.
A word, if you please. Alberet stopped short. Can it wait a moment, Stuart? I need to check on Stacia.
That is why I'm asking for a word with you.
Stuart's voice went rough as his eyes began to glow.
Or would you rather do this the hard way?
Briefly considering his chances against Stuart, he shook his head.
Not unless I have to.
Where would you like to talk?
Private dining room downstairs. Others are waiting for us, Stuart replied, the fire in his eyes fading.
Alberet followed Stuart's directions to the private dining room, almost feeling like an inmate again. When he entered the room, he found Stacia, her dad Alistern, and Grimgar waiting. The table was set with breakfast along with coffee. They all looked up as he entered. Grimgar gave him a polite nod. Alistern glowered at him, while Stacia gave him a hopeful smile that was undercut by the fear he could see in her eyes. Taking a seat across from Stacia, he nodded to the others.
Morning. I do hope I'm not interrupting. I was invited by Stuart.
He couldn't help himself, his voice sounding flippant even though he knew he shouldn't.
Did everyone sleep well?
Alistern growled, his hands clenching on the table.
What is this about you taking me, girl, into the orc fields?
Ah, so you object then, Alberet said as he helped himself to some of the food. As I told her last night, I would take her only if you agreed. It seems you do not, which would end the discussion there.
I want to go,
Stacia said firmly, though her voice was a touch petulant.
I be of age to go if and I want.
I object,
Alistern said firmly.
Ma said it was okay,
Stacia cut in.
Said you should let me spread me wings, she did.
Taking a bite of bacon and eggs, Albert looked to Stuart for clarification. Sighing, Stuart filled him in.
You were asleep and didn't answer your door last night.
Stacia woke her mother to ask about going with you.
Lilith agreed readily, seemingly quite happy with the idea. When Stacia came out to tell Alistair, things kind of went south. I happened to side with him, by the way. You want to take her into a very risky area for her, since for us normal folk there is no guarantee that we will come back. So you'd be putting her into a position where she might die her final death.
Finishing his bite, Albert nodded.
I see, and understand the concerns.
Why is Grimgar here?
Back in the day, Alistair and Stu and myself used to adventure together. It seemed a stalemate with Lilith siding with Stacia, while these two were opposed. So they asked me to break the tie. I told them to wait till you walk. Can you promise to do your very best to make sure no harm comes to her?
Alistair and Stuart both got to their feet yelling, only to be shouted down by Grimgar.
Now get the frack off, both of you. You asked me to break this tie, and I'm going to. Now sit down and abide.
Albert met Grimgar's eyes.
I will move heaven and hell if need be to keep her safe, Grimgar. I will put her life before mine and my other companions if need be. I will have her homestone away if things look grave.
Aye, as I thought you would. Fine, I side with the lass and Lilith. Let her go with him. If and he fails, we can gut him a dozen times to drive the point home,
Grimgar said, as the other two sat there silently seething. Alistair more than Stuart.
Thank you, Uncle Grim,
Stacia said, jumping to her feet and hugging the dwarf.
Ach, enough of that. Eat your food and then get you going.
Grimgar chuckled, pushing her away gently, before turning to Albert, his eyes going flat.
Effin she dies and does nae come back, I will hunt you to the last of days.
Raising a brow, Albert nodded. If it comes to that, Grimgar, you won't have to hunt me. I will come to you. One of the reasons I'm here in Alpha World is that I avenged my friend's daughter when she was raped, then broken in mind and body. I would gladly hand my soul over to you if I fail. He spoke with such conviction that the trio of men at the table looked at each other before standing.
Aye, I will hold you to that,
Grimgar said, slapping Albert hard on the back as he left.
If my goddaughter speaks ill of you, I will set the world ablaze to find you,
Stuart added. Then he also left the room. Alistair just glowered, snorting as he turned and left the room. Stacia watched them all go with wide, shining eyes.
I believe in you, master.
Albert met her eyes with a small smile on his lips.
I meant every word. So your mom liked the idea.
Stacia got up and came around the table, taking the seat next to him as she also grabbed some food. Albert saw that she was dressed in pants and shirt, completely unlike her normal apparel.
Aye, she was very happy to hear of the plan. Did you want to meet her before we go?
I don't know if I should, Albert chuckled. If she's anything like you, it might go badly for me. Goodness knows I don't need your father wanting to kill me because I lusted after his wife.
Stacia giggled.
They take after her just a touch. We will wait until later then for you to meet her.
Why did you fight so hard for this chance, Stacia?
He asked as he polished off his eggs.
As I said, I want to be with you more, master. When I went shopping with Ma the other day, she was thrilled at what I told her about you. She was practically giddy that maybe I found someone worth being with. I tried to tell her it may be like that, but she didn't want to hear that part.
Parents are always like that,
Albert said, thinking of his own mother. His voice dulled as the ache of his mother not talking to him flared momentarily.
I need to grab the gear Moss said I could use for today. I'll be right back.
Stacia rushed out of the room. Albert had finished his coffee before going out to the taproom. Alistair glowered at him silently from behind the bar as he waited for Stacia near the door. A few minutes later, Stacia came out of the back dressed in leather. Albert would have called it armor, but clearly it wasn't designed with protection in mind so much as distraction. The knee-high boots lacked high heels, but they did hug her legs. The leather skirt had leather strips sewn to it, giving it a pleated look. The chest piece was horrible for protection, as it was contoured to her impressive bust, with an opening over the breastbone giving ample view of her cleavage. She also had upper arm guards and bracers strapped to her arms, along with a collar around her neck. She was also not wearing the clothing she had on a moment ago either, wearing just the leather. She came over to him with a bounce in her step that threatened to distract him before they'd even set out.
"I be ready to go."
Shaking his head, he caught Alistair glowering blackly at them. Offering his arm to Stacia, which she took with a smile, Albert said,
"We'll be back late, Alistair. I will protect her with my life."
As they walked down the street, he was aware of the many men who paused as they passed to admire the sight of Stacia in the leather.
"Stacia, where did you get that wardrobe?"
he finally asked.
"It was Ma's when she adventured with Da, Uncle Grim, and Stuart. She thought it would fit me as we're built much alike. After, she said I could go put it on. Maybe I shouldn't have been wearing it when I went to ask Da."
Resisting the urge to facepalm, Albert agreed.
"Yeah, might have been better. He probably thought that I would just ravish you as soon as I saw you in it. Besides, while it looks fantastic, it isn't the best for protection."
"I understand that. But Ma never got hit, really, when she was adventuring."
"I bet the mobs just stopped attacking and stared at her," Albert chuckled.
He missed Stacia's serious nod as he opened up the flashing message icon to find a message from Fluff.
"Message from Fluff.
I'm ready to go for more killing, Al. Meet you at the Portal Guild?"
He sent her back a message that he was already on his way there, adding that they would have a guest with them today. When he finished the message, he looked at Stacia.
"Okay. The other part of our party is going to meet us at the Portal Guild. Her name is Fluffball, and she's a Lunari Berserker. I told you about her last night."
"She is a good friend?"
Stacia asked.
"She's been a good companion to kill things with. She is a nice person, but a little shy. So play nice with her, okay?"
"As you wish, Master,"
Stacia said, squeezing his arm where she held it. As they approached the Portal Guild, Albert targeted Stacia and tried to invite her to group. She looked as surprised as Albert felt when it worked. A moment later, Stacia appeared in the group UI, showing her to be level 10, but with a question mark where her class should have been listed.
"Stacia, why don't you have a class?"
"I don't know. It has been a mystery to my family. My sisters are the same as me, none of us showing a class when inspected. Da tried to train us, which didn't work. He had his friends try, but we could ne learn necromancy either."
Stacia shrugged.
"I will be fine, though. You will be watching out for me."
They reached the Portal Guild, entering the building to find the waiting area mostly full. They got into line for the reception desk, waiting their turn. Once they got to the front of the line, he smiled at Kim warmly.
"Missed you yesterday, Kim. Hope you're doing well."
"Yes, thank you. Yesterday was my day off." "A new one, hmm? Building a harem, maybe?"
Kim chuckled.
"Where are you off to today?"
"The fort in the Orklands. There will be three of us. Besides, isn't it every man's dream to be loved by as many women as possible?"
"True enough, I suppose. That will be 1 gold and 30 silver each, please."
Albert paid for the trio.
"I hope you have a good day, Kim."
He dropped an extra gold on the desk.
"Keep the change as well."
He took Stacia's hand and led her to the waiting area. He spotted Fluff just coming in and tossed her an invite.
"Hey, Fluff," he called out. "I paid up. We're going to the Orklands today. Stacia, this is Fluffball. Fluffball, this is Stacia."
Stacia smiled broadly.
"Good to meet you, Miss Fluffball. Albert has told me you're a good companion and a fierce berserker.
Fluff pinked slightly.
It's good to meet you as well, Stacia. Sadly, you have the advantage on me, as Albert hasn't told me anything about you.
Stacia is the daughter of Alistern, the owner of the Dead Man Inn, Albert said, taking Fluff's arm and leading the two women into the waiting area. She's been my maid at the inn. Last night she said she would like to go adventuring, so I invited her along. Her armor is her mother's old armor, and I promised her dad to protect her above all else.
Fluff looked at him with unreadable eyes for a moment before her mouth worked up.
So, protecting her on her first time out?
Pretty much, Albert said, looking around but not finding a spot for them to sit.
Roland went by, nodding at Albert as he approached a group of three on a sofa. Albert, seeing the chance, edged the women closer to the sofa as the trio stood up and followed Roland. The mage winked at Albert as he went by. Albert got the women settled, taking the seat in the middle.
Now we just have to wait a few minutes, he said, draping along the back of the sofa so he had an arm around each of them.
Fluff glanced at him from the corner of her eye.
So, Stacia, how has Albert been acting at the inn?
Stacia beamed.
He has been wonderful. The perfect master.
Fluff's eyes went wide as her head turned to fully face them.
Master? Oh, yes.
Stacia shivered slightly.
The way he helps keep me grounded with his firm hands. He treats me so sweetly, sharing his meals with me, as well as helping me explore my sexual—
Okay, that's enough, Albert interrupted with a cough.
Fluff was red. Her mouth opened slightly as she looked from the young woman to Albert and back in mild shock.
He slept with you? And so much more,
Stacia said, smiling broadly.
Would you like to join us tonight? I really enjoyed the last time another two-soul joined us.
Albert winced at how Stacia was making him sound. Not that she was really wrong.
Okay, that's enough of airing my laundry in public, please.
He glanced around, getting a lot of disgusted looks from the women nearby, along with some envious looks from the guys. Stacia looked at him oddly.
You should be proud, though, Master. You made Karen and me very happy with the way you worked us so well.
Albert buried his face in his palms with a resounding smack.
Gah! Enough!
Fluff giggled at him even though she was crimson.
Stacia, you're embarrassing him. We can talk more once we're in the field.
Stacia frowned.
I don't understand, though. Any man should be proud if he could be even a fifth of Master.
I'm easily better than that toothpick, baby, a deep voice said from the side.
When they looked over, they found a very large, muscled man in chain with a shield on his back standing next to the sofa, leering down at Stacia.
I can protect you more than this lightly armored guy. How about it? Want to see what a real man can do for a fine little honey like you?
Albert felt his anger rising, only to be surprised when Stacia laughed.
Oh, you poor man. You might be more muscled than me, Master. But I would bet he knows how to work his body better than you could ever hope to. Besides, he knows so well how to keep a hellion like me in line.
The man's face went red, his lip curling into a sneer.
Look, you little bitch.
Albert popped to his feet, a tight smile in place.
Let's take a walk outside, shall we? We can have a duel out there with a wager on the line. If you beat me, you get her for an entire week. If I beat you, then you hand over all your gear to her. Are you okay with this, Stacia?
Stacia looked at Albert and bowed her head.
As Master wishes, I trust you.
So what do you say, Bubba? Yeah, that's fine. But nothing other than melee. No spells or abilities, the man said with a snicker. Still game? Sounds fine. Anyone who wants entertainment, come on outside, Albert said, strolling outside with Stacia and Fluff following him.
He tossed Fluff a message, asking her to put 20 gold in bets on him. As he got outside, Elbert targeted the asshole and sent him a dual invite. Ready? Steelwall snorted.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Accepting the duel prompted both of them with a notice.
Wager. The gods have heard your wager. The outcome of this duel will be enforced by the gods.
Alberet vaguely heard bets being placed between people who'd come out to watch as the countdown started for the duel. He was a little shocked over the system notification. Shrugging off the notification, he took the two-handed axe off his back, grinning as Steelwall's smile faded slightly.
What? Did you expect a staff? Stupid caster. Putting points in strength.
Steelwall sneered. Alberet took note of his opponent's health. 1,200 out of 1,200. He would need about 8 to 10 hits to kill his opponent. His 950 out of 950 health, with the 20 armor mitigation, would mean 30 hits or so for him to die. Factor in the shield he would have to deal with, and it was going to be close. Alberet took a few steps back, waiting as the timer ticked down the last 5 seconds. As the last second ticked away, Steelwall charged right at Alberet with his shield high. Alberet waited, axe held high, as the distance closed. Alberet pulled the axe in and rolled past Steelwall on the sword side. As he came back up, he lashed out with the axe blindly, feeling the resistance that meant he'd hit Steelwall. Steelwall cussed as he spun to face Alberet again, his leg bloody.
What the fuck? No way you should be able to hit that hard.
Alberet chuckled, pulling the axe back up into high guard.
Critical to the knee. How did it feel to lose over 300 in one go? Now we're on even footing.
The crowd had gone quiet seeing the critical take such a large chunk of Steelwall's health away. But now the sound picked back up as people began debating how that was possible. Steelwall glanced at the crowd with a smile.
That's right! He has to be cheating, don't you think?
As Steelwall looked at the crowd around them, Alberet lunged forward, hooking the top of the shield with his axe and yanked it hard. Steelwall stumbled, dropping to a knee as he tried to bring the shield back up while slashing wildly to keep Alberet back. Alberet, though, had stepped past and brought the axe down on the back of his opponent's neck, getting another critical. Not letting his advantage go, Alberet brought the axe back and down again. Steelwall got the shield over his head, blocking the second strike, and stood up. Dancing back quickly, Alberet smiled.
You have no idea how to really use that thing. Or at least not let it be a hindrance. So to make yourself feel better, you have to think I'm cheating somehow?
He laughed as he kept backstepping while shaking his head.
Now that your health is halved, do you want to concede?
Fuck you! I'm going to beat you and take that sweet piece of ass! Once I'm done with her, she won't even look at you again.
Steelwall spat.
You want this ass?
Stacia said loudly, followed by a loud, meaty smack as she slapped her own ass. Steelwall's eyes drifted to the left where Stacia was wiggling her ass, her skirt flipped up to show matching leather panties. As soon as his eyes shifted, Alberet charged in, swinging wide on purpose. Steelwall swung his shield up and out to block the axe that he tried to bait Alberet into swinging. He failed to notice that the axe missed his shield, thinking he had played it right. He was surprised when the axe came up from the ground and into his leg, even as his sword finally hit Alberet. Hissing in pain, Alberet stepped away to put a bit of distance between him and Steelwall.
You have 400 health against my 900 plus. Man, you really do suck to let a caster out melee you.
Roaring, Steelwall charged, holding his shield just high enough to see over, with his sword pulled back. Knowing it was going to hurt like hell, Alberet stepped into the sword stroke willingly, lashing out with the axe as Steelwall couldn't rotate far enough to block while he was attacking to his sword side. The axe glanced off Steelwall's shoulder as the two separated again. Alberet was clenching his teeth against the pain as Steelwall blinked, noting how badly Alberet seemed to be injured.
Oh, I got you now,
Steelwall roared, coming forward fast and punching out with the shield, catching Alberet as he spun to the side. Alberet winced at the impact of the shield bash, which also knocked him far enough out to stop him from connecting with his own attack. Breathing hard against the pain, Alberet planted his feet, lowering the axe towards the ground as he watched Steelwall get ready for another charge. Albert leaned slightly to his opponent's sword side as he swallowed.
"I'll get you this time,"
he said, eyeing Steelwall's sword side again. Steelwall smirked, thinking he had figured out Albert's plan.
"I got you now, asshole."
With that, he charged again, shield ready to strike as he saw Albert shift further towards his sword side. Shifting the shield slightly, he lashed out, connecting with Albert. Albert dropped to the ground as the shield clipped him, tangling his axe between Steelwall's feet. Steelwall stumbled as he literally ran over Albert. The stumble turned into a faceplant a foot past the summoner. Groaning in pain, Albert rolled over, bringing the axe around to lash out over him as he completed the roll. It landed squarely on Steelwall's back, knocking him to one hit point and ending the duel. Albert pulled the axe back, raising a hand into the air.
"I win."
Stacia and Fluff ran over to him as his wounds began to heal.
"I knew you would win, Master." "That was unorthodox, and very lively," Fluff said, looking down at the grinning summoner. "Let me go collect, then we should check to see if we missed our portal."
Stacia helped him to his feet, smiling the whole time.
"You were amazing, Master."
Her other arm held a bag that held Steelwall's gear, which he had lost in the bet. No sooner than those words left her mouth than she shrieked as Steelwall grabbed her by the hair.
"You little bitch! You set me up! Give me back my stuff or else!"
A bolt of lightning flashed out of the clear sky into Steelwall. He seized up and crumpled to the ground as Roland appeared in the Portal Guild's doorway.
"We will not tolerate assault on the grounds of the guild. Also, duels are now forbidden on the grounds as well."
Roland stood by the door to the building looking very menacing.
"Do I make myself clear?"
The crowd nodded, murmuring assent. The level 80 elementalist nodded.
"Right. Albert, your group's portal is ready. Please follow me."
Albert made sure Stacia was okay before taking her arm and leading her into the building right behind Fluff, who was shaking her head. They followed Roland in silence up to the portal room.
"Please don't instigate trouble again, Albert,"
Roland said. Albert nodded.
"Wasn't my intention, Roland. Once he called Stacia a bitch, I had to do something."
Shrugging, he motioned the women to the portal.
"Off you go, ladies."
Once they went through, he handed Roland 2 gold.
"Thanks for the save at the end, though, eh?"
Roland chuckled, pocketing the gold.
"You bet. You are one of the very few who tip us, after all. Good hunting."
Stepping onto the rune, he found himself at the fort near the Orklands. Stacia and Fluff were waiting by the gate, where the 2 guards were obviously chatting Stacia up. Albert walked over to hear one of the guards ask if she wanted to have her body guarded.
"Down, boy. She has all the protection she needs in me,"
Albert interjected as he stopped next to the women. The guard eyed him for a moment.
"Are you Albert?"
Eyebrow raising, he nodded.
"Yep."
"Well then, I guess you'll be fine. We heard about you helping train some of the guards. We just started a new morning program based on that training. It's being taught to all the guards now."
The private's voice held respect.
"Good hunting with the orcs today."
"Thank you,"
Albert replied, before summoning Bob and Tiny.
A big group makes the day fly right on by.
The guard froze for a second at the sight of the demons, before nodding.
"As you say, sir."
"We are hunting orcs today?"
Tiny asked in his customary rumble, as he looked out across the grasslands.
"That is the plan," Albert said, glancing down at Bob, who was staring at Stacia with a puzzled expression.
"Bob, you okay?"
Tearing his eyes off of Stacia, Bob nodded.
"Yes, Master. Who is the new girl? Are you starting up a harem?"
Rolling his eyes as Stacia giggled, Albert replied.
Not that I know of.
But you're the second one today to ask me that. This is Stacia. She's joining us for at least today. Turning to Tiny, he continued.